Welcome to Souls Harbor Church, a place of grace in Wichita, Kansas. We're glad you're here. We are a full gospel church with a passion for sharing the love of Christ with the world. So if you're looking to receive a word from God, you've come to the right place. Welcome to Souls Harbor Church. My name's Brother Jim Black, and it's my privilege to welcome you back to Souls Harbor Church. We're excited that you're here. We look forward to sharing the Word of God with you electronically, but we also invite you to join us in person at the church. Right now, we're having services on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. We will eventually start our Sunday evening service back up in the next few weeks, so please stay tuned for more information on that. But for right now, here's a word from the Lord.
Praise the Lord. How many really today is in love with the Lord? Amen. Are you really? What about the rest of you? I got about four hands. How many is in love with the Lord today? And you love Him with all of your heart. You're serving Him to the best of your ability. And you're looking forward to the coming of the Lord. After what we've heard today, it inspires me that I believe the Lord's going to be coming in seconds. Amen. Looking forward to that when the Lord comes. Amen. I'm going to be dealing with a message. I've tried to rewrite this thing about three times this week, and I'd go one way and then another way, and then finally the Lord said, why don't you do it the way I told you? And so that's the way I'm going to do it with the help of the Lord today. I want you to turn, I'm going to have a number of scriptures, but they'll put it on the overhead, but I want you to look, first of all, at 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 12. Father, we thank you today, Lord, for those that are here. And Lord, they've come out, God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father, we thank you for these great songs, Lord, that's inspired our heart and these testimonies that's lifted up in our soul today. We're so grateful today, God. We are serving you, we're loving you, and we have the desire to serve you and the desire to love you and to be in church. And we ask you, Lord, to honor us today with your presence and with your anointing. In Jesus' name, open every ear, every heart to receive. And God, put me behind the cross to expand your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. The Bible said, let no man despise you. Amen. Let no man despise you. Do you know who you are today? That you are a child of God. Come on, do you know that today? That you're a Christian, you're born again, you're spirit-filled. You're on your way to heaven and you're going to be seated at the right hand of God in heaven and enjoy the eternal things of heaven. Why do we let men run us down or despise us today, man? Then he said, but be thou an example of the believer in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, and in purity today. And so I'm going to be dwelling on that for just a little bit. I read a story a long time ago about a young man that was hired into the oil industry. And these great masculine men that were there, and they worked hard, they swore, they cussed, they told all kinds of bad stories, and their language is bad. And this young man had become a Christian. He loved the Lord. And he said, what am I going to do? I'm going to go amongst these guys. What am I going to do? How am I going to, Lord, how am I going to handle this thing? And let him know what I really am, what I believe, what I stand for. And so on his first day of work, when he got there, and they were kind of gathered around looking him over, you know, he's a young guy, and they were big, burly guys. And pretty soon he got up on a barrel of oil. He stood there, and hey, some fellow's got something to say. Now, who is this young strap that'd get up there and say something? He said, I want you guys to know something. I'm a Christian. I love the Lord Jesus with all of my heart. I'm going to serve him. I'm going to love him. And I want you to watch my life to see if I am what I say that I am. It started that whole group of people. And I don't have time to go into the entire story, but the end of that was the fact that some of these men not only respected him, But they gave their life to the Lord Jesus and began to serve God because of the one testimony that that young man had given that particular day on the first day of his job. So our life today is a living epistle, and it is known and it is read of all men. Everybody watches our life today. My wife watches my life today, and I watch her life. We watch our children's lives. We watch our church lives. Everybody is looking at you and seeing what kind of a person that you really are. It went on to say, Peter, when he was going up to the hour of prayer, him and John, and he came to this man that was lame, and he said, silver and gold have I none. But he said, I want you to do this. I want you to look upon us. Amen. I want you to see us. I want you to see what we are today. Look upon us. And I wonder today, as Christian people, as those that were that are going through a terrible time, we're all going through a very difficult time, and it's a hard time today, spiritually, physically, financially. It's difficult out there in this world today. I'm not trying to say it is, and I know that everybody is going through some very difficult times within your life today. But that doesn't excuse us today that we are children of God. We are Christian today. I was startled on Wednesday night when Sister June came in, and I said, how you doing, Sister June? She said, man, I'm doing great. I got peace. She said, you know, I didn't even know anything was going on in this world. I just have perfect peace in the Lord. And that's kind of how that we ought to be today in the dilemma that we're in today, that we ought to have perfect peace of the Lord. But I want to ask you a question this morning. What does people see when they look at you today? When they look at me today, what does people see in our lives when we are saying that we're Christians, we're born again, we're spirit-filled, we go to a Pentecostal Church of God? Somebody said the other day, they was called me, they said they was officiating a funeral. And somebody asked him, he said, well, what kind of religion? He said, I'm Pentecostal person. I'm Pentecostal. Well, what would you be if you was not that? I'd be ashamed. He said, if I wasn't Pentecostal, amen. And that's kind of the feeling that we got today. Not that we're better than Baptist or Methodist or Presbyterian, but we are Holy Ghost filled, born again, spirit filled children of God. Amen. And so we live that way as unto the Lord today. So what do people see when they look at us today? Do they see fear in our heart that we're afraid of what's going on in the world today? Are we anxious about everything that's going on today? Are we fretting about things that are going on today in our life? Or do we have a certain amount of peace knowing that everything is working out the way God intended it to do? What is going on in our life today? I want you to look in the book of Psalms, chapter 37, what David said. Now, you got to get an idea of what David is going through and what is going in his life. He's been driven off of the throne, and Absalom has driven him off the throne, and he's got the people that are following him, but they had to give up their wealth, they had to give up their security, they had to give up the peaceful life that they were living, and they was driven out into the wilderness. And so David kind of come back, and he said, now, fellas, I got something I want to tell you. He said, I want you to fret not thyself because of the evildoers. Don't let this thing trouble you. He said, because neither be thou envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. But he said, I want you to trust in the Lord and do good. I want you to put your faith in God, David said, and know that everything's going to be all right, because God said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you, but I'll protect you, I'll be with you, I'll watch over you, I'll provide for you. There'll never be a day that you'll be hungry hungrier, there'll never be a day when you're being wanted. But God said, I'll take care of you. And he said, I want you to trust in God, and I want you to do good. I want you to dwell in the land, and he said, I want you to that you'll be fed. Now, he said, delight yourself in the Lord. Well, Pastor, how can I do that? How can I really, when I'm going through a difficult time, and I'm going through a hard time, and I thought the other day that I also was facing some very difficult things, and I kind of lowered my head, and I'm here at church, I'm kind of walking around, and I'm feeling real sorry for myself, and I thought God would feel sorry for me if I look sorrowful or if I talk sorrowful. I thought, God, you'll probably feel sorry for me too. Will you do that? And finally the Lord said, why don't you stand up? Amen. Why don't you stand up against what you're fighting? Why do you bow down before these things today? Stand up, because I've never failed you. I've never left you. I've never let you alone to fight your battle. But he said, I want you to stand up. Amen. Delight thyself in the Lord. Let the Spirit of God begin to energize your life and your strength. And let God come within you, and trust me that I will bring you out of what you're going through today. So that's what God is saying, delight thyself in the Lord, also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. What is the desire of your heart today? And I want you to think about this for a little bit. What is the desire of your heart today? Is it that you be wealthy? Would you be wise? Would you be healthy? Or what is it today? The desire of your heart today, the utmost desire in your heart, is that you would please the Lord in everything that you do and say, that when people look at your life today, they can say, there is a child of God. There is a Christian, because they stand in the face of adversity and smile as they go. Amen. So listen now. I'll get into this. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Then he said, rest in the Lord. Amen. How many can do that today? How many can really, really rest in the Lord today? Take your rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. I get calls, and I got a call the other day from my daughter, and she said, Dad, I want you to know, start over with, I'm not in a good mood. Well, what's so unusual about that, you know? I want you to know that I'm not in good sorts today. And I said, well, what's the matter? Well, I can't sleep. I just can't sleep. I only lost 2 pounds. I wanted to lose 5, you know. Only been on a diet about 3 days, you know, or so like that. She said, I'm just not in a good mood. I said, Sandra, let me talk to you. She said, they're going to give me a sleep test. I said, you don't need a sleep test. Let me tell you what you need to do. You need to relax in the Lord. Amen. You need to put your mind on the Lord Jesus, and you need to, when you go to bed, shut off the TV. Don't watch it till 1 o'clock in the morning and then expect you to get some rest in your body. Shut the TV off, lay down on your bed and say, now God, this is yours, I'm yours, and you promised me that you would give me rest. Now Lord, put me to sleep. The Bible said, rest in the Lord, amen. Trust in his word today. Believe in God, what God really said in the word of the Lord today, and kind of receive it unto yourself. This word today is something that we ought to kind of inhale it in our life, inhale it in our mind. I mean, it's like we breathe the word of God within our life, within our lungs, and it becomes so a part of us today that we're really going to trust what God said in his word. That it becomes as much of a part of us as the breath that we breathe. You could not live if you couldn't breathe. You cannot live unless you let the Word of God breathe within your life today. Let it come within you today until that the Word of the Lord literally lives within your life today, that when the enemy comes, you can stand up against him and say, this is what God said. Amen. This is what God said. All right, let me get off that a little bit. But he said, cease from anger. How many has been angered? Boy, I'll tell you what. I've been beyond anger. I've been mad. I'm sitting on my back porch. I'm getting so angry and upset at all this stuff that's going on and everything that's happening. And I'm sitting there and I'm trumping with a bitch. I'm just, God, they let me handle this. I'll take care of it, God. And I'm really angry. And all of a sudden, the Lord speaks to me and said, what are you doing? I tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to settle this thing, God, you know. The Lord said, you better repent. That anger that's built up with you has taken away your joy, taken away your peace, taken away the love of Christ within your life. How can you sit there and say you love God and hate people? You can't do that. You can't do that. Brother, I bowed my head and I said, God, forgive me. Lord, forgive me of the anger that I feel within my heart. Folks, I'm telling you, I really had an anger. I said, God, I want you to forgive me of that anger. And Lord, take it away. And as David said, forsake the wrath and fret not thyself anywise to do evil. We got to be careful today because people are looking at us. Our children, our wives, our husband, our church. People are looking at us and we succumb to this spirit that's in the world today. Brother, the world doesn't have a ghost of a chance of accepting Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. So what are we going to do today? I want you to look at something in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 40 and 41. Mary and Martha had invited Jesus and the disciples to come to dinner. They had come and they were there and Lazarus was there. And there was 12 disciples and Lazarus and Jesus and Mary and Martha was there. They're sitting there and I want you to get the picture of what's happening. Here Jesus is sitting there and all the disciples are surrounding him. And here's Mary sitting at his feet enthralled with what he is saying and what he was talking about. It's as if she is engulfed in him. And it was kind of like Mary, the mother, that said, my soul doth magnify the Lord within me. And Mary is sitting there receiving everything. We don't know what Jesus was talking about. Maybe he's saying, did you see the glow on that blind man when he began to see? Or did you see the hop in the lame man when he began to walk? Maybe did you see the joy of the mother when that her son was raised from the dead? Or maybe he was talking about the most law, or maybe he was talking about the Father, or maybe we don't know what he was talking about. Whatever he was talking about, Mary was so enthroned about what he was saying and receiving that she was sitting there lost in another world because she was receiving what Jesus was saying unto her. But Martha was in a different situation. She had to serve 12 people besides her brother and those two men, and she's getting aggravated. She's getting upset. Looking at Mary, and looking at the disciples, and here she's trying to beat the bread, and trying to get the wine ready, and trying to get everything ready. And finally she gets so aggravated, upset, she went to Jesus and said, Lord, don't you care? Don't it bother you that I've got so much to do and Mary is just sitting there at your feet. Don't you care? How many of us today are in that same way when somebody is receiving the Spirit of the Lord within their life and you're going through a very difficult time in your life, you're working, you're laboring, everything is not going exactly the way that you think it would. And then you cry out to God, God, why is it that they're so peaceful and I'm so disturbed? What's going on? But then Jesus, in all of his love and his mercy, spoke some words out of compassion and love, but yet very stern, and said, "Martha, Martha, thou art troubled about many things." Listen. "Thou art careful and thou art troubled about many things." How many of us today are troubled about many things to the fact that we have lost sight of sitting at the feet of Jesus, receiving the things that God wants us to have that gives us peace and joy and rest and contentment? But we're so enthralled by whatever is going on that we've lost sight of what God wants us to have today. He said, Mary, or he said, Martha, Mary has chosen the good part and it will not be taken away from her. You see, God wants us to get our mind off of the things of the world and sit at the feet of the Lord and receive what God wants us to have by His divine Spirit when the world's going to hell in a basket. We as children of God have to proclaim the gospel of Christ, no matter how troubling, how bad, how things become. The Lord said, "I'll never leave you. It will not be taken away from you as long as you wait upon me. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Listen to it today. We stir, we fret, we stew. We have all of these things, and all of these things, even fear, enters our life. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but all these things bring something on our life that we don't seem to understand, and that's the word stress. Fret, anger, all of these things build up until we're so stressful in our life, we can't even pray. We can't even read the Word because we've been overtaken by our troubles and things of this life. Let me define for just a few moments what stress really is today, if you would. I want you to see what stress really is. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9, "We are troubled on every side, yet we're not distressed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We're persecuted, but we're not forsaken. We're cast down, but we're not destroyed." You talk about stress. Listen. Paul said, "Of the five times I received 40 stripes, save one. Three times I was beaten with a rod. Once I was stoned. Three times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of water, and perils of robbers, and perils of the heathen, and perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils of the false brethren, in weariness and painfulness and watching of the hunger, the thirst, the fastings, and being cold and being naked. Beside all these things," he said, "that which come upon me in the church." He said, "Who is weak and am I not weak? Who is offended? I burn not." But he said, "If I must glory, I will glory in the things which concern my infirmities. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak," he said, "then am I strong." You talk about stressfulness. This man was in great stress all of his ministry. And yet at the end of it, when it came to time when he was going to stand before God, that's when the great man of God said, "I fought a good fight. I finished the course. Henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give in that day. Stress brings out either the best or the worst of us. I want you to sit with me for just a little bit with Job. Now, you've heard Job preach so many times, but I want you to sit with me with him. I want you to sit down beside Job, and I want you to go through exactly what Job went through and see what kind of stress really is. Here's a man that had all the wealth that he could want, all the prestige that he wanted, the beautiful homes, the cattle, the camels, wealth untold. He had all kinds of wealth. Beautiful children that were strong and enabled to do whatever he asked him to do. Brother, everybody looked up to Job, and that's kind of what we are when we're on top and everything's going fine. We're doing really good. But there came a day, and you know the story. I don't have time to go into the story, how God allowed him to go through things. Now I want you to sit with Job on that first day when Job was there and he's sitting, and they come running to him. And they said, Job, you've lost all of your wealth. Everything's gone. The camels are gone. The sheep are gone. Fire came down from heaven. Looks like God's against you. Going to destroy everything you got. How do you feel today? Is your 401k is bottomed out? Is your job in jeopardy? Your health not too good? Where do you stand today with the Lord? Where do I stand today with God? Job took that pretty good. And I was sitting beside him, and they come and said, Job, all your children was killed. A wind came and killed them all. I can't imagine. I've lost a daughter and a son. I can't imagine what that was like. But he pulled through it. Then all of a sudden something happened to his body. From the top of his head. Now here we're sitting with him. And it's happened to you. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, his body was covered with boils that were seeping from his body. And he's so bad, he took off his clothing and put on sackcloth. And then he sat on some ashes, dejected, didn't know what to do. Where's God? I looked low, I looked high, I looked left, I looked right. He's not there. God, what's the matter? Then all of a sudden his friends come. Job, the reason you're there because you sinned. You sinned against God. And he's sitting there and hoping for pity for somebody. Somebody give me a word of encouragement. Here comes his wife. Oh, she's bringing me a glass of cold water. Maybe she'll sit with me. She gets there and she said, Job, why don't you just curse God and die? You talk about stress. You talk about going through something bad. You would have thought this man had just laid down and said, curse God. Said, God, why have you done this to me? Job looked up and said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Where are we at today? Do we have a home to live in? Do we have money to live on? Do we have food to eat? Do we have cars to drive? Are we in reasonable health? All of these things God has provided for you and I. Oh, maybe it isn't like it used to be, but it will be like it used to be, but it may not be right there now. But what are we going to do? Are we going to fight the good fight of faith because everybody's looking at us? Look on us. Is everybody looking at us? What are we going to do? God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Listen, the last part of that is more than all the rest of it. A sound mind. Amen. Listen to me, a sound mind. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on God. That you don't look at the things that are surrounding you, the bad things. We look on God, our mind. The Lord will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on God, who takes this word and breathes it into his life and into his lungs, into his mind. And think on the things that are good that God has given unto you and I. You can't quit. There's nowhere to go back to. You can't lay down. That makes you a coward. We are the sons and the daughters of Jesus Christ. Greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world today. He has never, never, Brother Paul, forsaken us. And he never will forsake us. He'll go with us to the end of the world. If we breathe in his promises and his word and stand on the word of God. Somebody is watching our life today. Statistics show us that 7 people are pattern of their life after you and I today. Scary. Scary but true. Husbands, are you an example to your wife? Wives, are you an example to your husband? Mother and daddy, are you an example to your children? Are we all an example to the church? Where do we stand today? The whole world. The whole world is watching you and I, how we respond to the things that are going on. Look on us. The Father is here. Jesus is here. The Holy Ghost is here. We are still able to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. We're still able, by the grace of God, as long as we take this word, stand on it, embrace it, put it in our heart, our mind, our spirit. As long as we do that, we'll never fail. We'll never falter. You may not have the income you have today, but you will have it. You may not have the health you want today, but you will have it. You may not have the peace you want today, but you can have it. You can have it. I'm asking you today to pray and ask God to help us today. Me, my wife, you, all of us, to stand up and be strong in the Lord. We are the victorious ones. Oh, when Dennis said about that, and Brother Leonard's message Wednesday night, and the songs we had today, all pointing to the fact it's seconds. Before he comes. Seconds. Seconds before he comes. Then we'll all be all right in the portals of glory.